What time did I start talking?
I was focused on another thing. So we're at the canvas, and we've got results we've been going over. 567 by mail, absentee ballots issued in initial mailing, 27 in second mailing. Two ballots came back after the election that were postmarked appropriately, so they were counted. We had 7 provisional ballots counted. They had 5 ballots that didn't have matching signatures. We were able to count one of those 5. And so we had 10 ballots that were counted since election. Night results were compiled. So you have in front of you here the listing of election night results and then the canvas results with those additional 10 ballots. I don't know if you want me to go, you can see what's there. So obviously with the number of ballots that were cast, we have some people that are not voting all of the contest, what we call them. There's another process that I go through once these ballots are run through the tabulator, which is that big black machine. If there are overvotes or unclear votes, it gives me a chance to what they call adjudicate those. So we have 11 of those that I did. 10 of those questionable things where I was able to count. So the results that you see from election night are actually a little higher than what was released on election night because of that adjudication process. And there was one that was so unclear, there was no way I could tell what they wanted. They had crossed and scribbled and yes and no, and they crossed out yes, and they had no, was still there. Both answers, it was on one of the constitutional amendments. I had Marjorie look at it, and she's like, So we couldn't tell, so we didn't give that one a count. That one didn't count. Because
on a race that's being contested.
No, not by us, anyway. But
well, no, statewide, even.
Well, I don't know if it's number 4, I can't remember. I don't think it is.
Number 4, I think, is a gerrymandering.
Yeah. So those 10 adjudications, there was one adjudication on the canvas, the other 10 ballots, and that one I was able to determine what they were trying to say. So that vote counted, and it's reflected in your canvas results here. But it's kind of cool because you can see that it has the ballot scanned right there, and you can look at it and see how it's marked, and you click, it's got both sides, so you can flip it over and see how they marked all the rest of them to see how it fits the pattern and everything.
Some consistency.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a thing that we talked a lot about down at UAC, was the consistency, because we did a survey of all the clerks on specific issues with adjudication, and some of it there was some consensus on, and others there wasn't consensus. So it's kind of interesting. We all have our own little way of doing things. So anyway, there's these are the results. I don't know if you have any specific questions or any other questions about how we did this.
I can't remember what all the propositions are. And it looks like we had voters.
Oh.
The 444 doesn't get met very often, but it gets damn close on a few things. It's just interesting how it all.
Yeah, and there is another report that is like 60 pages long where it divides it up by precinct.
Sure.
So it's kind of ugly. it's not real good because, like, the Browns Park precinct only had 4 voters that voted, so that's, to me, I don't know that I like showing those results because that almost
identify the person rather than
you could almost, but maybe not. 4 is maybe enough that it's.
Guess it depends on if they all voted the same way or not.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't think they did. I think there was some
shuffling.
Yeah, there's some. I didn't look at it real closely, but So we had each election day, and at our early vote centers, we had books that we had people sign into, and we had them show their ID and everything so that we knew who they were. So that's kind of where we're at.
So we had 400 contest totals, 444. But some people chose not to vote.
Right.
Like they maybe were just voting for
certain races, yeah.
Either certain races or just the marijuana one or whatever.
Yeah, we had no blank ballots, so nobody submitted a ballot completely blank, so that's always good. Of course, our numbers are low compared to some of these other counties. I mean, yeah.
So,
I'll make the motion we approve the canvas or the results of the canvassers.
We have a motion by Commissioner Acey.
I'll second it.
A second by Commissioner Slaw. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Nay. Just because I want to change your group. Because you assumed we were going to all vote positive. Aye. Is my vote. It is unanimous.
And you can declare it.
Ayes have it.
Results official.
Yes.
And the final.
And the following results are final as provided on this paper.
What I will do is I will print one that says official results that we can post on the website, and I can send them to the state. And
okay. Do I need to sign?
Yeah, if I could get each of you to...
Do we have a signature page on this one?
Let's do this.
I didn't see a signature page. Did I miss it?
No, it's not on there. We're going to just sign on the... On the back of that.
Just here?
Yeah.
What's the name? 20?
20. This one too.
Yeah, I need to keep those together, yep. Those are just the front two pages, so.
Oh, okay.
And you guys can keep those copies if you want or whatever.
Sure.
Okay, appreciate your support and help with that.
Appreciate all the work you did, and that we're not one of the one of the counties that's on the news.
Yeah.
And that we're not in District 4 of the House.
Yeah, that one was kind of ugly.
So who won that one?
Well, last night.
I haven't heard yet.
Well, the state will canvass. What it?
On TV last night, Ben McAdams.
They said McAdams won it. That's what the news outlets are saying, but I don't know that it's an official.
It's not official. The state's not going to do their canvass until next Monday.
Right.
But there was only 700 votes between them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it went down to 549 between them.
Oh, it might, yeah.
Yeah, it's been going back and forth. And, you know, that is one of the things that we talked about in our clerk's meeting down there is, you know, this constant releasing of data where it doesn't finalize anything. Why do we do that?
Gets you so confused.
Yeah.
Gets you out on a limb and cuts the limb off.
A lot of people want that up to date, you know, even though it doesn't finalize anything.
It makes you understand.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes them look like they're the front page news.
So anyway, so that's the election canvas. If there's anything else,
you can see. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
Yep.
I don't see anything yet.
And I have to submit these results to Salt Lake now to the Lieutenant Governor's office.
So the marijuana one passed in the state. I wasn't listening. Did it pass our county?
Yes. Yeah. It wasn't a huge margin, but...
Really?
Yeah.
So I never got anybody.
739. The one from yesterday was McAdams. Was a, he declared victory?
Right.
Himself. And she never did not relinquish it, and the vote difference is 739, but all the canvases were not in yet.
Right.
So we've got 230. We were 232 for and 194 against.
Wow.
Proposition 2.
Pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah, which, you know, the Proposition 3 went the other direction, 180 and 238.
Which was three. Which one was that? That's what I...
Proposition 4 was the marijuana?
2.
Yeah.
3 was the Medicaid, and 4 was the boundary.
And so the Medicaid, didn't that pass too, though, statewide?
I don't know. It didn't. Did not here, but it may have.
Didn't here, but I thought statewide it passed. Yeah. I'm not sure I remember.
Yeah.
And then the other one,
the one didn't pass, did it?
The gerrymandering one.
That's the number 4.
Yeah. That one passed.
Did it?
Redistricting.
Well, that's one of those that maybe the caucus would have to recount, because it's pretty close from what.
Yeah, it wasn't really close one.
Down at UAC, they were saying it's edging away from having to go the recount, but then again, with all the other stuff going on, it may be edging back. Who knows?
Hmm. Did the one where the if you leased property to a government agency, you didn't have to pay property tax?
I haven't even looked at the state.
That one wasn't even close when I looked.
Well, it's on a, it was
for us, you're asking for us?
No, yeah. Just which one it was. It wasn't. It didn't pass here.
When I looked at the state, it was like 70% against.
Yeah, they didn't think anybody should get a favor. And then I think the other ones went, the ones with the vets should have.
That one passed pretty easily.
Gone all positive.
Yeah.
That would have helped me out when I went.
Yeah.
But I didn't qualify because my break wasn't
long enough.
A year.
Well, it was long enough. It just wasn't all within a year. It was.
Oh.
I left in April, and so I didn't have enough days.
In that
calendar year, and then the next calendar year, I came back in April, so I didn't have enough days in that calendar year. But if it would have been like
this, you would have qualified.
This one was the fix to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, congratulations. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You got it.
By acclamation, we are adjourned
at 2:40, 2:39.